T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's not the people who admit to being fascinated or even admitting an obsession with serial killers that you need to worry about. It's the people that don't.
No!
Yeah. It's no! Team PXY on 98PXY. It's Corey James and Breezy. Brought up in the feed how there is now a new, quote, most prolific serial killer in U.S. history. This guy, Samuel Little, admitted to killing 93 people.
That is insane.
That's nearly double the last person.
You know what's more insane? The fact that people are like here for this.
No. No. And no. And look, in 2019, it's more prevalent than ever before. I feel like there's always been a fascination, but when you look to entertainment now, there's TV shows based on
to say something about you personally.
It does. No, it says something about you.
I can't really let this text go.
Oh, what's the text?
I can't even get through it.
Yeah, because a bunch of people are jumping in, either admitting that they have fascinations and obsessions and kind of trying to figure out the reason why.
This text, some people definitely do get creepy with it. This girl I know is obsessed with serial killers, and she collects people's teeth and wears them as jewelry. Corey?
Okay. I think the teeth thing and the serial killer thing are maybe not tied together.
Too far.
The teeth thing is weird.
Too far.
I'll give you that. But no, here's the reason why. And this is why you should not be freaked out if someone's like, oh yeah, I love serial killers. It's a fascination because of needing to know why. Mm-hmm. And it's needing to know why because we are so unable to think the way that those people think.
Wrap your head around it.
Right? Like the average person, we've been socialized to respect life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have normal ranges of emotions. You know, we have emotions of love and shame and pity and remorse. And it's so hard for those of us that have those emotions to comprehend the workings of the pathological mind that is capable of doing those horrible, horrible things.
And don't feel those things.
And it's right. And it's just, you can't figure it out. And there's like a drive to try to understand why. Now, I mean, ultimately, when it comes down to it, there's not an answer.
No, you'll never get an answer.
So I mean, obviously, there's mental illness mm-hmm. at play here for many of these people. But
right.
It's that, and then it's just even more fascinating because so many of them are normal, seemingly, right? I mean, they have friends, they have family, they have coworkers. People like this are so good at camouflaging mm-hmm. and being able to kind of act the part, but really not feeling any of these feelings. And I think that's at the root of why people are so fascinated. It's wanting to know why.
Yes,
understand why.
I understand the need for the why, but we're sitting here talking about you will literally never know the why. A lot of those, you know, Netflix shows, 2020, what have you, leave you on a cliffhanger and you never get a conclusion, really. You never really do.
Well, it's like,
so the obsession's kind of a wash, if you ask me.
Sure, but that doesn't stop people from still wondering, like, why are we here? The ultimate question.
Yeah.
Like, we don't really have an answer to that necessarily, but it doesn't stop people from still wondering and trying to figure it out.
I just, it will literally drive you mad.
No, not really. I mean, really.
I think it will. First of all, you're talking about something that's horrible.
It is horrible.
People
absolutely.
Killing other people.
I mean, it's the worst thing possible.
And you're smiling from ear to ear because you're like, ooh. The fact that people dive into this so deep, it makes me literally think, like, why do they want to know? Why do they want to know? What's the why aspect for them that they have to find so badly?
So many of us are driven by the need for understanding.
That has nothing to do with killing people.
It doesn't.
Nothing to do with that.
It doesn't. No.
I'm looking at you, little twinkle in my eye. You know what I mean?
Are you trying to say that I'm fascinated because I have like fantasies of being one?
Do you?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to kill anyone. I'm gonna go on record and say that I don't plan on or I would not like to murder anyone
in my
lifetime.
Thank God my co-host isn't a potential serial killer. Love that for me.
Yeah, because if I was, you would be in so much trouble.
Ooh.
Afternoons on 98PXY are more fun with Debbins.
How would you like to name a moon? They found 20 new moons orbiting Saturn, and they're looking for people that, you know, name them. It's not EPXY. Let's just name one of them like Greg. They always have like hard to remember names like Cypress, Diapress. How about just Greg?
Stebbins.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.